You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Preparations are in full swing for Pope Francis's upcoming apostolic visit to Egypt. The Pope is scheduled to fly to Cairo on Friday the 28th for a two-day pastoral journey, during which he will celebrate Mass, participate in a conference for peace, meet with clergy, encourage the small Egyptian Christian community in their faith, and of course promote and deepen interreligious dialogue in the predominantly Muslim nation. It will be the Pope's 18th pastoral visit abroad. One of the highlights of the visit is his meeting with the Orthodox Coptic Patriarch Tawadros II. The Pope's presence in Egypt is seen as particularly poignant in the wake of the Palm Sunday attacks on the Orthodox Coptic churches in Tanta and Alexandria. Vatican Radio's Stefano Lixczynski spoke to missionary sister Angela Colombi, provincial of the Comboni Order in Egypt, about her expectations for the Pope's visit.
Sister Angela, what are the expectations of the Christian community in Cairo, in Egypt, before the arrival of the Pope?
I think that the Pope is respected by everyone, not only by the Christians. The Christians, of course, see in him a religious leader, but also a man of peace. And the logo of the coming of the Pope says, the Pope of Peace for Egypt, Egypt for Peace. People see in him a person who is trying to tell the world we are all equal. We are all children of the same God. So why not to live in peace and enjoy life? Because at the end, I believe that God created us for happiness. Happiness and not for suffering and so on. Suffering is part of life. But the main thing is to see in this person, which we refer as the Pope for us Catholics, presents us a God that wants us to live in peace. And in a sense, I see him as Jesus, who is saying, but don't look at so many rules. You know, the rules are important. But the most important thing is that before God, we are all equal. And God looks at the heart.
Sister Angela, many of your students of the Combonian schools will assist to the arrival of the Pope. How did you prepare them to see the Pope?
Yes, we have received from the commissions, from the group who is preparing officially the coming of the Pope, that all the students of the schools, Christian school, because he is a Christian leader, and I believe also others if they want to, they can go with their own students, so not only our schools, we have three schools, well, one, two in the area, Cairo area, and one in Aswan. So they are invited to go to welcome him, they will dress their own uniform, here we still use the uniform in the schools, so this also will give an idea of diversity. Are welcome and are asked to bring their posters with the name of the school and also with the flags, you know, both of the Vatican and of the country. So this will, according to me, will teach also the children to welcome not only the Pope, but to have this attitude of welcoming, of being interested in people who may look different than you, and create already an atmosphere of tolerance and welcoming, I mean, to live with differences. And also, as far as I know, 300 young people are being selected to go and meet the Pope at the Nunciatura, where he will talk to them a little bit. There is no time for a big conference with the youth, but that one, as far as I know, that is in the program.
That was missionary sister Angela Colombi, provincial of the Comboni Order in Egypt.